They ghosted into the adjoining chamber, weapons ready. Here, the walls of the cavern were defined by a roughly hewn crystalline lattice, which glittered and shifted under the altering quality of the light. Candles stood upon iron sconces, and two tall pillars had been shaped from translucent stalagmites, carved into totems that resembled a sea of screaming faces, as if men had somehow been absorbed into the stone against their will, and were still fighting to break free. The floor of the cavern was littered with more of the avian cultists, dressed in loose-fitting robes and carrying sickle-shaped swords and las pistols. A dozen of them at least, crumpled upon the dusty ground, their throats yawning open where they had been sliced from ear to ear. No sign remained of any of the other combatants. Queld was forced to conclude that the monstrous things had turned upon themselves. He'd heard tell of such things, that the imprecations of chaos were fickle, and trickery and betrayal was the creed by which these fallen souls eked out their miserable existences. Nevertheless, he tightened his grip on his bolter. Ahead, Arteryx broke cover, stepping out of the shadows, his bolter sweeping the heaped remains of the dead. He glanced at the others as they too emerged from the velvet black.
We have passed this way before. The tunnels in this strange place shift around us. It is built to deceive.
Mordrin shook his head.
No. While I do not disagree with you regarding the Byzantine nature of this fortress, brother, I do not believe we have passed this way. These pillars seem unfamiliar.
He crossed to one of the pillars, leaning closer to examine the elaborate carving.
Come, brothers! I do not trust this place.
Mordrin nodded and stepped back from the pillar. But as he did, Queld saw his eyes widen in horrified surprise. He swung his sword around in a defensive arc, as if suddenly convinced that the pillar itself was about to attack him.
Mordrin! What see you?
I see horror. I see blasphemy.
He fell back, raising his sword, just as something seemed to lurch out from behind the pillar, striking at him with its own humming blade. Their weapons clashed, and Mordrin staggered under the unexpected force of the blow, grimacing as he fought to push his assailant back. Queld raised his bolter, trying to get a bead on this new, unseen enemy. He circled around, keeping the nose of his weapon up, waiting for it to hove into view. From across the cavern, he heard Arteryx shout, followed by the rumbling bark of his bolter, but kept his eyes fixed on the pillar as he edged around, his back to the cavern wall. Mordrin had wasted little time, and was now fully engaged with the enemy, their swords clashing violently and loudly as they too circled the pillar. As Queld watched, a booted foot, followed by a pauldron, emerged from behind the pillar, and he got his first clear look at Mordrin's assailant. The thing, for it was no living creature, was a mirror image of Mordrin, twisted and misshapen, and formed from the same translucent crystal as the walls. It moved with stuttering grace, mirroring Mordrin's own movements, its blade swinging up to parry his every move. It creaked as it walked, as if the crystal itself was protesting at being forced to adopt such strange organic shapes, and its face was a mask of sheer hatred, a malformed parody of Mordrin's own. It was diabolic, a construct of infernal creation that had somehow manifested from inside of the pillar when Mordrin had peered too close.
Do not look at the pillars!
Queld knew his warning was already too late. Another figure had half emerged from the other pillar, now trapped at the waist, swinging its one arm free to attempt to grab hold of Arteryx, who was backing away, his bolter screaming as he loosed round after round into the strange reflection. The explosive rounds punched holes in the crystal golem, but still it came on, attempting to wrench itself free of its prison. Close by, Mordrin was still trying to gain the upper hand, driving his doppelganger back with a relentless assault with his power sword. Their weapons sparked as they clashed, showering the ground with hot fizzing fragments. Queld squeezed the trigger of his bolter, loosing a hail of rounds, which slammed into the side of the doppelganger, detonating as they struck its strange crystal armor. They barely seemed to have any impact at all as the thing redoubled its attack, lurching forward and causing Mordrin to stumble against the pillar, almost losing his footing. Illith was behind it now, though, and with both hands clutched around the grip of his combat blade, he buried the weapon in the back of the thing's neck, just above the gorget. It screeched, discordant and inhuman, and staggered back, lowering its blade as it reached for the hilt of the knife, still buried in its neck. Mordred lunged, impaling the doppelganger through its chest. With a shattering burst, it exploded, sending a bloom of glittering fragments into the air. The second construct was still grabbing frantically for Arteryx, who had moved safely out of its reach, but had relented in his attempt to obliterate it with bolter fire. He nodded to Mordred, who cleaved the thing's head from its shoulders in one quick, satisfying motion. The hunk of solid crystal rolled across the ground, bumping against the corpse of one of the dead cultists. Its features remained fixed in a snarling parody of Arteryx's face. Mordred turned to Arteryx.
No, we have not passed through here already. I believe I'd remember.